Since trolling is grown such a trade in the town that the press goes without a corrector, sirs, have at your sins, here's a gamester begins, who rhymes at the rate of a hector. That, what do ye call it, the Catholic ballad, where puns hang like pebbles in halter, amongst many that read it, it gains so much credit, it may pass for a coffee-house psalter. Men's humours, alas, are come to that pass, he writes best who scribbles most foully, with sots and buffoons, such paltry lampoons, please better than Dryden or Cowley. 'Tis a subject that takes, and the matter that makes the thing sell, not the skill of the songster, but that impudent whore who befouled Lily's door is not more unknown than this youngster. Some would hat a divine, a old friend of mine, but if so, surely it had been more witty, and that son of the kirk would have given a vile jerk to the massmen for firing the city. But this bonny blade to his muse calls for aid, who brings him her lap full of meters. He that hears them would swear such doggerel gear dropped down from the skull of Hugh Peters. Ridiculous Nidget to scoff at St. Bridget, saying he needs not her assistance, but he that will fool with a Romish edged tool had need keep himself at a distance. Let the citizens flout and the country cry out, the papists appeal from this sentence, and say 'tis not fair the porphyry chair should be judged by the stool of repentance. If some will aver, the Pope cannot err, no reason to laugh at their folly, when not one Quaker of 10 but believes William Penn as infallible and twice as holy. I mean William Penn, that wonder of men, if himself be not over-conceited, who leads in his lines 21 divines, like bears to the stake to be baited. Yet I'll not persuade to the rosary trade, for can I do anything madder than to bid you adieu like a tyke in a tew, and die with a slip from a ladder. But if you'll bewitch the world and grow rich, I advise you to quaking or dipping, or the sanctified snivelling, that kind of mock devilling, 'tis better than fasting and whipping. They'll not be content to be curbed by a lent, good people, I'll tell ye the reason. Their work must go on, both now and anon, for Sedgwick King's ne'er out of season. And when they transgress, they scorn to confess, which is a popish intrusion. They think to rebel and not go to hell for want of an absolution. For in such a case, the king's act of grace is the best cure that ever was heard on, which jolly old Smeck may swear by his neck is more sweet than a Catholic pardon. If they have got their St. Peter's old chair, let 'em keep it, 'tis pity to wrong 'em, when our nimble sprites that talk of new lights have Judas his lantern among 'em. He shall preach that's no priest, and hunt Antichrist, quite thorough the revelation, whilst we take the church and throt out at the porch, O politic reformation. The box at the door that holds alms for the poor is an eyesore to our spirit, for in it there lurks the doctrine of works, that men may be saved by their merit. The communion table will quickly disable, and the font that looks like an old Roman, all down shall be thrown, but the pulpit alone, and the pulpit itself shall be common. Our cobblers shall teach and our weavers shall preach things fit for the hangman or printer. Nay, more than all this, every malapertis shall boast motives as loud as the hinder. For there's but one way their tongues to allay, accustomed to speak what they please. Then if thou wouldst know, man, how to silence a woman, thou mayst learn of Theodore Beza. The stout spirit Bayard will never be tired, in the work of the day he's grown bolder, and the long-bearded clerk who carried the mark of his martyrdom upon his shoulder. Much more might be said, but that I'm afraid of awaking the wasps of the nation. At thus much of rhyme suffice for this time, without use or application.